we're holding the Mishnah right at the bottom of Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Last two words of the page. That's what we're up to. Yeah. Kulyas Hames. So we spoke about, we already touched on this the other day, the idea of Kulyas is really a bone. It's really any bone that is sealed off and has marrow inside. That's the simple taich of Kulyas. It's particularly refers to like the femur bone, which has that characteristic, but it really would be any bone that has marrow and is sealed. That's the basic idea. The Gemara is going to discuss more about the details shortly, but if it's a mace, a person who's metame, even a bone the size of a barley corn is tame, whether it's maga, touching it, whether it's masa. So by this kulyas tame is top of kuchav hem ba'alef, the kulyas hamukdashim, or this bone, marrow bone from a carbon, hektish, that became, Rashi explains, that if it becomes nicer or pigle, this is a rabbinic tumah, the rabbanim geizer at this tumah there. So again, the first tumah by Adam, obviously a mace, is deraisa. This tumah by Mekdashim is rabbanim. In both cases, anegeh b'hem b'hem sestumim, b'hem nekuvim, tameh. If one touches the bone, whether the bone has a hole in it, whether the bone does not have a hole in it, either way, the person becomes tameh. The idea is by the etzem, well, in both cases, really, as opposed to nevela, where you need to touch basar, or at least marrow, which is like basar, to become tameh, where the bone's not tameh, by tumas mace, or by the gezera of tuma, by kachim, the din is that the bone itself becomes tameh, and therefore, even if the bones are fully sealed, they're going to be tameh. Now, we'll address it now. Yehudi already asked us already last night that we know the bone serves as a shemer or as a yad, so why are we saying it's something unique to mace and mekdashim? Why wouldn't it apply by nevela as well? And the Mishnah clearly, the next line says it doesn't. Let's read it inside. Kulyas nevela, kulyas sheretz. This marrow type bone from a nevela, from a sheretz, hanegeh b'hem stumim, if they're closed up, then tahirim, one does not become tummy even if he touches it. Nikuvim, if they're open, kolshu, even if open by a tiny amount, tumei and b'maga, there is tumas maga. So the question is, why does it have to be open? Yudei asked the lechera, it should be tummy even just touching the bone, because the bone's a shamer slash yad, whatever, whichever one it is, it could be either or. It should be enough to make tumah. Touching it, the answer we spoke at last night, and again, the Mefarshim speak it out more over here in this Mishnah, because here's the home base, that the din of a shamer or of a yad only conveys tumah if there's access right now to the basar itself. So it's a shamer for the basar or for the marrow, or it's a yad for the basar or for the marrow, and you can touch the marrow or the basar, even though you're touching only the shamer or the yad, you'll still have tumah. But if you can't access it right now, of course you could break the bone eventually and get to it, but right now it's not accessible, then even al tshayimer or al tziyat, it would not convey tumah. Whereas by tumas mace of Adam, or the tumah mukdashim, over there the bone itself is tumah, you don't need the marrow, and therefore it gives tumah even if it's sasim. Says the Mishnah, Menayin Shaf B'masa, how do we know that the not only is there no tumas maga, there's no tumas masa of lifting. Now when you lift the bone with the marrow inside by the nevela, tumas nevela is tummy tumas masa if you lift it. So here I'm lifting the marrow. So how do you know that there's no tumma even for lifting it? It says the pasuk negev anase, esha bolachal maga, that which is the din of maga, bolachal masa, has the din of masa as well. Lei bolachal maga, that which doesn't have the din of maga, this is very similar to what we quoted yesterday for Rabbi Kiva. Lei bolachal masa, if it doesn't have maga, it doesn't have masa. If it won't have maga, it won't have masa either, even though masa theoretically should apply, it's restricted to the same gedder as maga, and maga doesn't apply over here, and therefore no masa either. I'm just reminded now of a question, I think you asked it yesterday also, Yehuda, that according to Rabbi Akiva, you would bother, Rabbi Akiva is the one that makes this drasha, so according to Rabbi Akiva, at the end of the daf, I think it was towards the end of the daf yesterday, you would bother that something which doesn't have maga doesn't have masa. So why do I need a mitz tesis? I noticed after the share on Kuchav Dalet Amud Beis, the third tesis on yesterday's daf from the top asked the question. Rabbi Akiva gufei leitzarach kra. Do you see really the erma vatlam? He holds erz mevatel. Elanot, it's a different tesis. Sorry, it's a different tesis. Elan divrei bishmol kamer lidach. Sorry, different question. Let's leave it for now. That's a different question. Okay. So the Gemara. Negea in avamal loy. So we said in the Mishnah that if someone touches the bone, he's tameh. And masa presumably as well, but mal tumas oil, which you normally have by tumas mace, that seemingly wouldn't apply to a bone with marrow that's closed off. Why not? Hechidami. What's the case where there's no tumas ma'ayil? Either k'zayis baser ba'ayil na'mi litmei. If there's a k'zayis of meat on it, that's regular tumas ma'ayil. K'zayis baser has tumas ma'ayil. So elamai, the Mara says, like k'zayis baser. We're talking about a case where there is no k'zayis baser. Okay. Vidik k'zayis ma'ayach. But even if there's no k'zayis baser, it is k'zayis ma'ayach b'fnim. It is a k'zayis of marrow on the inside. Then that should also have tumah. Why? Because even though it's surrounded within the bone, the halacha is that if you have tumas mace in a confined space, the tumah rises up into over and above the confined space. Meaning, it's really opposite. If you want to keep tumas mace locked into an area, so we have this idea of a chalal tefach. If you have a tefach space between the mace and the cover on top of the mace, that's why they have in the kvarim, they try to keep a tefach space from the mace and the top of the coffin, so then that seals in the mace, and there wouldn't be tumas oil, it wouldn't continue up, it would stay within this enclosed area. But over here by the marrow and the bone, obviously, there's no tefach space between the marrow and the bone, so it's a confined area, so that allows the tumah to continue up and over the bone itself. So even the marrow in the bone should create tumas oil, answers the Gemara, you're right. The tumah should jump up and go through the bone and make tumas oil there too. But on so there should be tumas oil. Therefore, the Mara says again, like kazayis mayach b'fnim, just like there's no kazayis of flesh on the outside, there wasn't a kazayis of mayach on the inside. The Mara says still, if the mayach that you have inside the bone allows the basar to regenerate on the outside, if it has that power that allows the basar to regenerate. So then, it's Aver Malia. Even though right now there's no buster on this bone, the halacha is that a bone that can regenerate, obviously if it would be inside a living animal, if the bone can regenerate, it's considered a full Aver, and a full Aver is also Tama Bayel. Bayel Lam Tam is also Tama Bayel. Amar Bidam Breid Rav Chia, Zay Samaris, Mayach Befnim, Einam Ala Rucha Bechutz. So this is a raya that Mayach Befnim does not give the power. It's interesting, it sounds like a Metzias Shaila, and the Mara is going to bring an argument shortly. Mayach b'fnim does not give the power to regenerate the buster on the chutz, therefore it's not considered an aver, and therefore viter doesn't have a din of tumas oil. So we eliminate all the possibilities. We're talking about a case where there's no buster on the outside, there is no mayach on the inside, or I shouldn't say not, no mayach, there's not enough a kazayas of mayach on the inside, and whatever mayach there is not enough to allow it to be regenerate. Rashi actually speaks out, this is interesting, Rashi, it's Mechalikas Rashi Leisa on this point, whether it's no mayach or not. Rashi's mashma that if mayach on the inside can cause the flesh on the outside to regenerate, and that'll give it a shame aver, and therefore to have tumas ayil, it would be, even if there's currently zero mayach in this bone, forget about not a kazayis mayach, even if there's no mayach, but as long as the animal is part of the bone's part of a live animal, mayach would at some point regenerate in this bone, which would cause the flesh to regenerate, which would cause the aver to have a shame aver. So Rashi seems to say, even if there'd be no mayach, you still have a din of tumas ayil. Tosis on that prat argues, and Tosis seems to say that we're talking about that the Gemara didn't want to suggest an answer that we're talking about a bone where there's no mayach, because the mashmayas of kulyas in our Mishnah is a marrow bone. Why are we talking about a marrow bone which has zero marrow? So we don't have to ever even address the possibility that there's no mayach and say that the mayach also will be regenerated. We must be talking about whether there's some mayach, and we're just discussing whether the mayach can cause the basar to regenerate. Okay, it's more machlokes Rashi Tosfos on this prat. By the way, the Gemara eliminated why there's no tumas ayil, but it's basing itself on the idea that the mayach would not cause the buster to regenerate. Okay. B'mayu kimta. Says the Gemara now. B'mayu kimta to like a kazayas. If you're talking about a case where there's no kazayas of marrow or flesh on the bone, yachim mugdash ma'amitame. Why is there a din of tumas neser? You don't have a kazayas. Going further in the Mishnah, if the ratio by mace of Adam isn't a kazayas, presumably the rest of the Mishnah also isn't a kazayas, then why is the tumah b'chal? V'su, the next case right there with the nevela, kliyas nevela, kliyas sheretz, the marrow bone of the nevela and of the sheretz, ki nikva mayim tamu. Why, when there's a hole there, we said if there's no hole, you can't access it and it's not tummy. But if there's a hole, you can access it and it's tummy. Why? You don't have a kazayas. You need a kazayas by nevela for sure. Halei kash, the Gemara says, you're right, not shver. Reish la kazayas, save the kazayas. That's not shver, that doesn't bother us. By tumas mace, where we know the tumas mochamer, it does need a kazayas. We're talking about there's no kazayas. By tumas mukdashim and tumas nevela, we're talking about where there's a kazayas. That's not shver. But the Gemara is bothered, if that's the case, then you're really limiting in the chiddush. These are all dinim that we know from elsewhere. We know a mace is metame even as a kadasha elsewhere. We know that mukdashim is metame even when you have a kazayis of nevela, that's gzeir darbanan. By the way, the gzeir was to avoid, I should have spoken out of the Mishnah, to avoid the kahana being lazy and letting it become nicer. And by pigel, the gzeir is in order to avoid the kayan making pigel, which is interesting because out of the remembers, every time we get the sukkah of pigel, Yaakov is always bothered in the shir, like, what on earth is the kayan doing? Pigel does that by mistake. Usually it's happening on purpose. The guy's purposely having a roh machshava. Why would the kayan do it? So it's actually interesting. From here we see pretty clear. Sounds bad, but the kayan would be doing it because he wants to chepper the guy who brought the carbon. He wants to mess it up on purpose. Because part of the reason the gezer was, the assumption is, if the kayan is going to become tamei by making the carbon pigel, by dealing with pigel, since he becomes tamei, which disallows him from doing any other avodah, until he purifies himself, that would be a disincentive for him to do it in the first place. So the lashon that the first should bring is, even if he wants to chepper his friend and do it, he won't do it because it's going to affect him as well, himself. That's the gezer. So you see a little bit into the thought process of why potentially the kohen may make pigel. By the way, the Gemara is bothered. Very nice answer. Reisha Kazayas, save an Abba Kazayas, but then my Kamash wants the Chiddush. Answer the Gemara, Mili Mili Kamash Balan. The Mishnah is teaching us Chiddush in every case, and the Gemara explains. Reisha Kamash Balan, just Mayach Bafinim, Eina Malach Bachutz. The Reisha, we already have the Shemaka Chiddush that we spoke out before, that the only is Tumas Maga and not Tumas Oil, because we say the Mayach Bafinim does not have the power to help regenerate the Basim Bachutz by the Adam, even if it's still attached to the person, and therefore when you have this bone that's not attached, the Mayach will not be able to make by itself. Tuma, unless you have a shear, it won't make a din of tuma, it doesn't have a din aver to make a din of tuma soil. Mukdash in the chiddush is my kamash pun shimush neiser milsi. The chiddush is that shimush of neiser is also something which is mishamish the neiser, like the bone, is also considered like neiser. The bone is mishamish the marrow, which is the neiser, is also like neiser and has the din tuma. That's part of the gzeira. It's being mechadish that the bone is part of the gzeira. Damar amari baravu amar bitzchak atzamish kachrus shishimshu neiser mitamis dayim. That some is the bones of neiser that were mishamish neiser, the mitami daim, because it became a basas davasar, it's a base for the davasar, so therefore it gets part of the gezeira. That's the chiddush of that part of the mission. Nevela, what's the chiddush for the case of nevela when you have a kezayis? If Toma was kezayis, we know nevela is tami kezayis, the chiddush is the flip side. Afagad de kezayis, even though there's a kezayis of marrow inside, nikvin, only when there's a hole, yes, even the whole size of a kolshu, leinikva, if there's no hole, then it will not have tumas maga and not even tumas masa, like we said, because when there's no maga, there's no masa. By the way, again, we didn't speak out when we read the Mishnah, but why is it a hole of a kolshu enough? You can't stick your finger into a hole of a kolshu and touch the marrow. The answer is because you can stick a hair in. So if a hair on my body, it can fit through the hole and touch the marrow, that's enough to convey the tuma of the nevela via that hair, and therefore, once it's enough, then already it's subject to tumas, it's shayach to touch it, then it's subject to tumas masa. You go back to the regular din of having the din of shaymer or yad, and it has the regular din tumah. Abaya Amar. Abaya gives a different explanation why there's no din of oil. La'ilam mayach b'fenim ala ruch b'chutz. I'll tell you that the mayach b'fenim does create regeneration of the basim b'chutz, and therefore, theoretically, it would have a shame aver, and therefore, it should be mitam ba'el, but it's not time for a different reason. The reason why there's no tumas ayel here, by the case of mace, why it's only maga masa, by the first case of the Mishnah, is b'sheshafa, where the person scraped away any of the, not just the, like, the little flesh outside the bone, he scraped away, the Rashi explains, a little bit of the bone itself is scraped away. Once the outer layer of the bone is scraped away, part of it, then that area cannot regenerate the flesh over there, and therefore it will not have a status of an aver, and therefore will not be a time of bayil. So, talking about Askinan, we're talking about specific kimta where there is no. So, again, he's arguing the Metzias. He's saying that it could be the marrow regenerates, but over here it cannot because you're missing part of the bone. Chod blazer, damar blazer, kul is sheshafel archa. If you scrape away the marrow bone along the length of the bone, then tmeya, it remains tame because since it's only scraped along the length, there's still areas around the rest of the bone that can regenerate. However, l'rachba, if it was scraped, l'rachba, the circumference, so if you basically made a gagartel, you made a full circle around the bone where you scraped it, so there's a full break around the whole bone in the outer layer of bone, even in just one area, it stops the ability for the bone to regenerate the meat. And therefore it's tar, and the way to remember this, the way I remember it is a tree, a palm tree. If you break the bark of a tree, so the way it works is the sap runs up the tree, and that's the nutrients for the tree, runs up the tree, inside, as long as there's bark there. If you break off some bark, so if you break it along the length of the tree, that area where it's broken will dry out. It will get a little bit, it will die a little bit. But because the bark around the rest of the tree is still intact, the sap can run up the bark through the rest of the tree and still keep the tree vibrant and alive. But if you have a full circle around the tree in any spot, it could be a small circle of a couple inches in height, but it goes around the circumference of the tree, that creates a hefsek of the sap being able to run up the tree, and therefore the tree will become dead. It won't be able to survive. So that's the same idea here by the bone. If it goes around the bone, it's tar. If it doesn't go around the bone could regenerate, and therefore the bone would be tamei ba'ayil. Abaye is arguing on the Mar's first answer, and he holds that there could be regeneration. He argues on Rav Yehuda bar Yochia, and he holds that there could be regeneration, and it could have a shame aver. Rabbi Yechon Amar, a third Mahalach. Now, what's interesting about Rabbi Yechon's Mahalach is it's very similar to Abaye. He's just making one, if I remember correctly, he's just making one other technical distinction. La'ilam dika kazayis, we're talking about where there is a kazayis of marrow inside the bone. Umayach ben b'fnim ala ruch b'chutz, and he agrees to Abaye that mayach ben b'fnim could help regenerate, so really it should have a shame aver. So if it has a shame aver, and it has a kazayis, so why on earth is there not tumas oil? Umay naiga diktani. I'm sorry, so it's actually a bigger than a technical distinction. It's a big distinction. Umay naiga diktani, mile. He holds when the Mishnah says naiga, it actually includes mile. Whether you're touching it directly or whether it's oil, it's all the same thing. It's one and the same. It's one and the same. Meaning, obviously, it's two forms of tumma, oil and maga. But I guess if you want to actually even make it a little more easily understandable, the idea of oil is that everything inside the tent is as if it's all connected. So it's like maga. The Mishnah could use the lashon of. The Mishnah can discuss in terms of what sounds like just maga, but really it's also ayil as well. The Gemara is going to show proofs shortly that maga and ayil can be combined and be considered one shame tumma. We'll see that in a few lines. In fact, the Gemara first, but if you tell me that when there's marrow inside, the bone regenerates on the outside, if you're telling me that as a shame aver, essentially. So if you have marrow on the inside, it regenerates the bus on the outside, which gives it a full shame aver. So why by the nevela is it only tame if there's a hole and you can access and touch the marrow on the inside? It should be able to transmit tumma even if it's fully sealed, because since it's going to regrow the flesh, it has the status of an aver. So the lach is aver of a nevela gives off tumma even when it doesn't have marrow b'fnim. Happens to be, it wouldn't be an aver without the marrow, but the point is, you don't need access to the marrow, the shame aver alone is enough. So, the case is, here's the part that I was saying before, that it's getting very close to Abaye. This is what I meant, it's getting close to Abaye. Because we have to come on to, even according to Berchon's Gishmak answer, that oil is included, like Nageya, we still have to come on to, in this very same Mishnah, that we're talking about a case where it will not regenerate. Abaye said it didn't regenerate, why? Because you scrape the bone. And Rabbi Yechanan, it's Rabbi Yam Bar Gidol, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan himself said this, in Rabbi Yechanan's answer, you have to say the case is where the marrow is kind of dried out, so it shakes inside like a grogger, like inside the bone, it shakes back and forth because it's dry. Such marrow cannot regenerate, so you have the sheer kazayas that if it would be open and punctured, it gives off tumma by nevela. But the fact that it gives a shame aver because it can regenerate, that you don't have because it can't regenerate because it's dry. And therefore, gabi meis tuma bekas faila. Gabi meis, like we said before, we have a kzayis of marrow. The shame aver is not going to have. Aver won't have because since it won't regenerate because the marrow is dry, it won't have a shame aver. But it still is a kzayis of marrow. A kzayis of marrow, which is inside the tent, oil, gives off tumma, and even though it's inside the bone, it's confined in a tight enough space without a tefach to stop it, the tumma, from protruding out. So the tumma goes up, and it continues, we'll see more about that on Beis, it continues to give tumma throughout the whole entire oil, and therefore the Gabi Meis, there's tumma oil. The Gabi Nevela, keeping the Miskash Yeshua, since it's dried out and it shakes, nikfa in, therefore, it doesn't have a shame aver. Elamai, you have a kazayis of mayach. If you can access it, great. If there's a hole, leinik. If there's no hole, it won't give off tumma. So again, like coming out, the Rabbi Yechon's teretz is very similar to Abaye. The whole difference is, not the whole difference, but meaning Abaye came out the case of shifa that it scraped, and Rabbi Yechon didn't say that. If you look at the Rambam Taisa, Taisa really kind of addresses this. Again, Rabbi Yechon also had the other point that he holds that oil is included in maga, which the Mara is going to go on to explain now where we see that, but. If he has to come on to a case where it can't regenerate anyway, why don't you just say like Abaye? Taisus points out, Abraham Taisus, that after this relay, last words on the page, in Taisus, the Shifa Mala Rucha Mechutz, because maybe he argued on Abaye, and he held that in a case where the marrow helps it regenerate, even if the bone was scraped a little, it also would be able to regenerate. So he didn't want to say Abaye's distinction, that's why he came on to this new distinction. Now, where do we see that Ayo could be considered a form of Maga, and it could be kind of, the two types of tumma can overlap, so to speak. We have a proof from Mishnah Eilus that says when he gave a chazakzayis, one who touches a half kazayis of a mace of a dead person, half kazayis is he touches half kazayis umal al chazakzayis. And then he also has, remember, you need by a mace, you need to touch either by a bone. It could be etzem kasayra, the size of a barley corn. But when it comes to, let's say, flesh, you need a kasayas. So he only touched a half kasayas, and then he's under oil with a half a kasayas, presumably like a second half kasayas. So does that combine to make him tummy? Because he has two forms of tumah with half kasayasim, or opposite. A chatzi, now, just to be clear, mal al chatzi kasayas means not that he's under an oil with it. That would be a third case. We'll see it soon. This case of mal means he himself is a roof on half kasayas. So he's standing over half kasayas, that he's the oil. It'll make a difference. And he's touching half kasayas, or opposite. A chatzi kasayas mal al love. Or again, he's touching half kasayas, and the other half kasayas is an oil, is itself the roof on top of him. In both cases, tummy. Now we'll see. There's a third case where he's not the oil on the half kazayas, second half kazayas. The half second half kazayas is not the oil on him. They both together are under a common roof. We'll see that case. That's the safe. Then we'll get to the last line of the page. We'll see. But the ma'aseh that we're saying in this mishnah, tummy. Now, if you say oil and negiah is one shame, it makes sense that therefore why it's mitzaref. But if you say it's considered two separate categories, totally of tumah, me mitzaref, are you able to mitzaref? Two separate categories of tumah, of atnan, zekla, kosher mishum shame echad, mitzaref, the tummy. Whatever is from one shame is mitzaref and his tummy. Mishnei shame, whatever comes from two different categories, is tar. So the fact that the Mishnah is saying it's mistarif is a riot to Birchan's understanding of the Mishnah, that Tumas Maga and Oil are all kind of one and the same, and Taka the Kluyas Ameis does have both. In fact, Gemara, one second. Elamai Chashmo, if you're telling me that the Tumah of Oil and Maga could combine, and it's because it's one shame, then what's Taka Pshan the Seifa? Seifa is that third case that we mentioned. Ema Seifa, Aval top of Ambeis, Aval Hanege Bechatzi Zayas, V'Dover Acher, Mal Olav Bechatzi Zayas. If a fellow is touching Ef Kazayas of Mace, and then he and another half kasayas of mace are under a separate roof covering, in that case, tar. We don't combine it. V'chashmo, but if oil is one name with maga, why is this type of oil different? Am I tar? Why is it tar? Why is there a difference? So Gemara says, you're right. Okay, so let's say you're right. Let's say that it's taka not one shame. You still haven't explained the ratio. Then why in the ratio was it mitzaref? Elakasha ratio. If you're right that the... Very good, okay. So Elakasha Resha, the Resha Shver. So Amar Rabzeira explains the Resha, Betuma Ritsutsa Meishtem Udal Maskinan. We're talking about Tuma that is like tight between two Megdalim, it's like two covers. Vein Benem Pesach Taf. This is the idea we really kept referring to this before, this idea of this Tuma Ritsutsa. Tuma Ritsutsa Talachamash Resina has very interesting halachas that. Oil, the way it works, is you have tumah in a tent. The tumah spreads throughout the whole tent. We spoke about before, if there's a tefach, a space, from where the tumah stops to the oil, top of the oil, then the tumah is confined within the top of the oil, and it won't continue further upwards. So outside the oil, it will no longer go. Tumah ritzut is almost the opposite of that case, to an extent. It's where you have, literally, the taich is like a squished, cramped tumah. If the tumah is in a space that doesn't have a full cubic amma around it, so then, the halacha mishisina is that the tumah, it bursts through, as we say, continues up, it bursts through the cover, it bursts through, but it only goes up straight. It won't spread to the sides. It only goes directly up above. That's part of the halacha mishisina of this type of tumah. It goes directly, whatever is directly in its path. Fine. The point is that since it does that, we kind of treat it as if it filled the entire space and as if it's touching whatever's in that space. So in this case, we said, you're right, in the Sefer, regular oil, it won't spread throughout the whole space, and therefore, you can't combine Negia and oil. But in this case, says the Gemara, Eminem Pesach Tefach, the Kula Negia, it's all considered touching, because since it's a special din that the Tumah has burst through, and it's as if it's throughout the space, directly above, not even to the sides, so therefore, it's as if the Tumah is there itself, and therefore, it's as if you're touching the whole thing. It's as if you're touching it all. So getting back to the point that you mentioned a moment ago, Yudah, I don't see how this would work for Masa. I'm not sure. Maybe it does, but I don't see, which is a good question. If it doesn't work for Masa, then do you run into problems of that which you don't have Masa, you don't have Maga? We said the other way. That which you don't have Maga, you don't have Masa. Do you say it the other way? Again, on that, I'm not sure. Okay. Uman Tana Kari Le'ayel Naiga. So then, we try to bring the Tana from Ayelus. His answer is based on the fact that Nigia and Ayel could be interchangeable, so to speak, or could be connected. If it's not the Mishnah Eilis, what do you find? So Tanar Beisi, you find the Rabbeisi Tanya, Rabbeisi Tot, Rabbeisi Eimer, Malay Tarvid Rekev. This is, Malay Tarvid is like a spoonful of Rekev. Rekev is corpse dust, essentially. It's a decomposed mace. So let's say you have a spoonful of it. The Alach is Metama, Bimaga, Bimasav Oil. So based on halacha, that if you have decomposed mace, it's always a concern, right, when you're moving a mace, and when you're taking it up from the dirt, you have to take the dirt underneath the mace as well, because maybe there's decomposed mace inside the dirt. So there's this decomposed mace dirt is also matame, says Rebesi, in three fashions, maga, masa, and oil. Says the Gemara, bishlam masa of oil, masa is easily understandable. If you lift the whole area where the mace was, and you're carrying a full ladle of this corpse dust, so we understand you have masa. Oil, even easier, if you're oil on top of it. But how can you be touching the whole thing? Meaning it's dust. I'm touching one side of the dust, I'm not touching the other side of the dust. I'm touching only the speckles of dust I'm touching. So says the Gemara inside. Bishlam masa oil, hakatan lekule, either holding the whole entire item, that's masa, the whole ladle, or vakamala kule, or you're being oil on the whole ladle, and therefore you have the full tumma. Elanaiga, the case of touching, halanaga bakule. You're not touching the entire ladleful at once. You're only touching whichever specks your finger's touching. It could be multiple specks, but it's certainly not the whole ladleful. So why is it telling me elam lav shmami na my naiga mile? It must mean naiga in the context when it says by moli tarvid. It's tami tumas maga naiga maga means oil. Maga means oil in this case. What's the avis kasha? It says maga masa and oil. It says oil separately. How can you tell me maga means oil in this case if it says oil separately? Vaktani naiga. It says Naiga Vaktani Mal, and it says Mal, it says both. Amra Baye, Sabaye answers, Lamata Mitefach Oil Nagiya, Lamala Mitefach Oil Greda. Abaye says, it depends. If it's within the Tefach of this dust, we call that a form of oil. They're both forms of oil. That's like oil Nagiya, like we said before, it's considered like touching that oil. Lamala Mitefach, if it's more than the Tefach away from the dust, that's oil, plain oil, oil Greda. That's why it says two lashonos of maga and oil, but really maga and oil were both forms of oil. There would indeed not be maga there. Okay, Rav Amar, Rav answers. Afilu lamala mitefach nami oil negiyahu. Even above a tefach, even if it's a tefach space above this corp dust, is still called oil of negiyah. Veichidami oil greida won't be the case of oil greida. Baham shacha, the case would be where you have ham shacha. Which means, that's the case we spoke of before, where you have the mace and the person under a sheared third roof. So remember we spoke out that the case, you can have one case where the mace is being oil on the person becoming tame, other case where the person becoming tame is oil on the mace. Those two cases are considered, even if a tefach away, Rav says, that's all called negiyah. Like we had the Gemara wanted to say earlier before, that's all called negiyah. When's it not negiyah? When the two things together are under a third covering, a roof. In that case, that's what we would call negiyah. That's what we would call that. That's what we would call that plain oil, as opposed to negiyah. But we see, according to both these cases, according to both Rava and Abaye's answers, we are calling one of the forms of oils being referred to as maga, and the same thing could apply in our sugya Rechon's answer as well. Amar Rav Menamina, Rava says, where do I know this? That when you have a oil, a roof, even if it's a tevach above the mace, if the person himself is forming that oil and he's above the mace, above the corpse dust, he's considered to be touching it. That's a Rav Wadans and Aligabaye. Tetan, Rav Yisem, Rav Yisem says, Chavile Mita, this is the straps of a bed, the ropes around the bed. Sarigi Chalainas, or it's also like straps that are, they used to make like intertwined, like tic tac toe boards of straps, either over a bed, tight with the wooden frame to be able to lie on the bed, or by a window in order to create some like a barrier. That's considered chatzitza, even though there's holes in it. It's considered chatzitza between the upper floor and the lower floor. If it's a mace in the lower floor, the person on the upper floor will not become tummy, even if he is corresponding a hole in this like mesh, he will not become tummy. Person al pnei mace ba'avir, if the ropes were just spread in the ear, not attached to the window, not attached to a bed, so it didn't become part of a locked into a permanent object, then hanageya keneged nekev tameh, shilei keneged nekev tar, one who touches the area opposite a hole, he's tummy, he's an oil, but one who touches not opposite the hole is tar, naichidami. Ilim lamatam tefach, if you're talking about where these ropes or the window poles are the rinda ropes are less than a tefach within the maze. Even if you're not connected the whole, why you tar? Maze piksusayu. These ropes are like clothing of the maze. If it's within a tefach of the maze, it's like clothing of the maze, and it's not a chatzitz at all. Well, maze piksusim tame, and the tumah should just go up. It shouldn't be a chatzitz at all. Elav lamalam tefach. I'm talking about where the ropes are above the maze are more than the tefach away. Vika karle naiga, and yet it was called a lashon of naiga. He called it considered naiga. So Rava says that you see Rabbi Yosi refers to as naiga even. Right, hanegeya kneged hanegev. That was lashon we said before. Hanegeya kneged hanegev. It's referred to as nega even when it's more than a tefach away. So Rava says, therefore, when I made a distinction, or basically calling certain forms of oil negeya, I didn't want to make a distinction between a tefach or less, which was a bias distinction, because we see here basically calls even more than tefach nega, and therefore I made a distinction whether he is being mal on the mace itself or vice versa. In that case, it's called naiga, as opposed to where he and the mace are together under a roof. In that case, it's not called naiga. That was Rava's answer, and that was his proof. Abaye has to respond to Rava's proof. Amar Abaye. Abaye answers, la'ilam l'matam tefach. I'll tell you, really, we're talking about where the ropes are within a tefach. The karmace was susu. Ayyuyas, if that's the case, it's like the clothing of the mace, and the tumah should certainly go up. Not true. Mace b'ksus b'vatle ha'lim vatle. It's simple. A mace, you know what's called as ksus? That the shrouds that are buttled to the mace. It's part of his. It's going to be buried with him. It's the shrouds. This is not buttle. This is not considered buttle to the mace. It's not considered that the person is leaving it with the mace, and therefore, if it's not leaving, being left, it would not be considered like the clothing of the mace. It would be considered a chatzitza, and therefore, it would stop the tumah. In fact, Gemara. Based on what we learned before, the same idea we spoke of before, that if it's less than a tefach, the tumah bursts through and goes up anyway. So, granted, you tell me it's not part of the mace, but if it's within a tefach, and that was Abaye's answer, tumah was within a tefach, and the reason why it protects is because it's not clothing the mace, it still doesn't protect because any hefsek, even a roof, which is for sure not part of the mace, doesn't stop tumah if it's within a tefach. Kasavar, Rabbi Yosi, tumah tmuna ain't a bekas. The more answers, the Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold of this. It's funny, we say it was like Lachamash B'Sinai. Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold of it. He didn't have that Masaira. He holds, we don't say that the Tumah Tmuna is Baikas. The Mormon said, how do we know? Where do we see this? We're not Tamra. Where do we know that he holds the Tumah Tmuna is not Baikas? It's not. We learned in a Mishnah in Ayalais. And this more really goes further on Tam and Beis and continues. I'm sorry, on tomorrow's daf, on Tam for the Stira. We've overstepped our boundary anyway. Let's pause over here and pick it up from here tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.